This is KUT. A federal appeals court last week blocked President Trump from reinstating a travel ban, which temporarily bars travel from seven majority Muslim countries. But the ban is still on the minds of students and teachers at the Austin Peace Academy, a K-12 Islamic private school in East Austin. Today we hear from one student who wants to turn hate and fear into change.
We can't really be fighting these people who are afraid with hate. If you're going out and protesting and just like hating Trump and saying, no, I hate Trump, we get him out of presidency, that's the circle that will just lead forever into a paradox of just immense hate. Because if he is quote unquote hating other people and you hate him, where's the solution? Hi, I'm Suhaib Shah. I go to the Austin Peace Academy and I'm a junior right now. Initially, like understanding that the media, not taking shots at you, but just the media in general, I guess, and the way that they've been portraying terrorism in America and abroad as kind of rooted in Islam and that being the basis of the terrorism has kind of brought me to understand that some people, that's the only contact they have with Islam. So the fear they have of people from those seven countries right now, or the fear from the Middle East in general, it's kind of justified that them being afraid of a Muslim who's coming here because they think that person is a terrorist, we can't be hating these people for being afraid. That is not our job. Our job in turn is to teach them about who we are, to go and give them contact with the real version of Islam rather than some people abroad who have a skewed understanding of what the religion is. It is kind of frustrating to say that, oh, like some people, like I used to take this as why is it my job? Like, I just want to sit back, do my thing. And like, why do I have to go teach people about this? Like, why can't someone else do it? You know, because people get lazy. But I feel as though my religion is telling me, and what is just as beneficial for the community is you need to go out and communicate with people. You need to go build relationships, and you need to go and help the community and make it prosper. And that is essentially what will lead into other people creating a better perception of what the reality of Islam is. I have the luxury of being a U.S. citizen, and my parents are citizens as well. And my grandma recently got her citizenship as well. So we have the luxury of not needing to be as afraid as them, but knowing people who need to be in constant fear that I might get kicked out, I might have to leave. It kind of goes against the entire reasoning that my dad and my mom came in the first place, because they came for education, they came for opportunities. So it seems kind of contradictory for me to see that they come here, the people recently come here, and they're seeing that it is less safe for them now. It's disheartening at times, and I feel like everyone here is feeling that, but it's kind of also motivating in that we haven't been doing the job that we should have been doing, which is going out, talking to community members, going out and just voicing our thoughts and voicing who we are and voicing our identity.